girl, I just even like me, my Gucci shoes.
Welcome to the pilot episode of Speak When Spoken To.
You're here with Clank.
B. Swizzle.
Mullins.
What up, dog?
Weedy.
Boy.
EB. Brennan.
That's right.
And Duty. Yo, yo, yo. Brennan, you would like to get started today?
Yeah, let's start off talking about, you know, last week's homecoming game against Hazard. Anytime you get a win, a win's a win.
Big, big, big.
But, you know, we have a lot of things to work on the offensive side of the ball, especially. We had some struggles putting it in the end zone there at there towards the end of the game. Yeah. You know, we had some good drives and we just couldn't punch it in. Settled for a field goal, then missed a field goal. But, you know, a lot of stuff that we worked on in practice this week. You know, we'll be ready to show tonight in Boyd County.
Yeah, I agree with Brendan. You know, offensively, it sucked a little bit.
A lot of it,
yeah.
Hard to watch.
Weren't able to sustain drives. You know, once we get down there in the red zone, we're starting to struggle a little bit. And, you know, that just can't happen. Got to be able to complete the drives. Defensively,
played a hell of a game.
Defensively, played a great game.
Heck of a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great game. I agree. Other than that, special teams mistake, with that onside kick, which we've seen before, should have been ready for, but, you know.
Got to condense on that.
Got to get closer together. Came in and got us, started the second half. They ended up punching one in, but other than that, defense played great.
Teams coming together at the right time.
Absolutely.
That one special teams turnover, you know, Ironton came out with that kick, and we prepared well for it, and then Hazard came out with it, and we just didn't adjust very well, and, you know, they had the momentum after they recovered that onside kick, and they punched it down and scored, and, you know.
Special teams been lacking all year.
I will say the coaches also didn't recognize that they were bunched up like that.
No.
They were too worried about something else.
Mullins, anything to add?
No.
EB, what are you seeing up there in the fan section, man? Up top.
Didn't see much last game. I wasn't in my element.
That's true. Homecoming.
There's big homecoming king.
Too many distractions.
Oh, yeah, homecoming king.
Too many distractions. I wasn't in my element. You know, I wasn't there harassing the corner.
Theme.
Do what?
Couldn't even dress as the theme.
I know. They wouldn't even let me dress as a theme. So that was a big distraction on my part of the game. But I'm going to buy a poncho after school today, and I'll be at Boyd County.
I got a poncho in my locker.
Back in prime condition.
I really hope it's not.
It is not supposed to rain.
It's already cleared up in Boyd County.
I hear that it's supposed to rain.
Boyd County, it's not supposed to rain at all today.
Rain jacket with Pike Repeat if you want it.
I woke up this morning, and, you know, my knees and hips were hurting, so I figured it's going to rain today.
Arthritis, man. I get you.
Yeah.
It is not supposed to rain at Boyd County.
Really?
It is not.
Do you think it'd be a power move, maybe, if I just came to the game in a poncho anyway?
Everybody, I guarantee everyone will start checking the weather. Like only if that's all you wear.
Could that be the move if I came in a poncho only, just to kind of make a statement?
Yeah, I like it. You can just say you're dressed as a ghost.
Almost kind of like one step ahead of the rain.
Spooky.
Could be the move. That's kind of what I'm doing. I got a little could be the move going on right now. I just started my application process to Harvard, and I'm gonna get the rejection letter, frame it, and put it in my dorm room next year.
Yeah, I respect that.
Could be the move.
So well, boy, write like a 5-page essay.
Yeah.
Well, right now I'm working on. You have to write out every disciplinary report you've ever received in high school and tell your side of it. So, working on that part right now.
Is that a long list or a short list?
Happens to be about six.
Okay, so it's a little bit longer than
that. That's my first freshman year.
All right, so Boyd County this week, fellas, what are we thinking?
It's good. I think we can do a little bit of score predictions.
Yeah. First, I just think we should talk about this quarterback that we're playing.
Speedster.
You know, last week we played a quarterback that was, you know, he scrambled out of the pocket a lot to throw the ball downfield. And this week, this quarterback, he has 1,500 yards in the air and almost 600 on the ground. So, you know.
Isn't their quarterback a basketball player? What's his name?
He is, yeah.
They call him the Boyd County Flash.
That is what I heard. You know what, though? I think there's one guy this week that made us better.
The Jet.
J.J. Reynolds.
J.J. Reynolds.
Back there.
Great look.
Scrambling
around. Great scout.
Mullins, Isaiah, you got any comments about that guy?
I love J.J. Reynolds. I love. You know, it's when it becomes true. More than the 11 you have on the field, man. The guys like J.J. in practice, that's really what make the team, you know, produce.
I hear they're calling him J.J. Swag because he's just so cool.
We actually put in.
We call him JJ the Jet.
We actually put in a new, package with JJ Reynolds at
the
quarterback.
The Golden Wave.
We call it Grundy.
Yep.
Do you think that? Do you think that package could become kind of the starting offense this year.
You'll see it tonight. You will see it tonight.
Number six is a tight end.
So, back to the quarterback. His
we'll
name
let you
is,
be the judge.
Is Rhett Holbrook.
Yeah, he is a basketball player. I actually guarded him last year.
Yep.
Tried to.
He's got 1,395 passing yards with 14 touchdowns, 582 yards on the ground with 9 touchdowns. So, I mean, he's a force to be reckoned with, and, you know, Panther defense.
Have we seen
a
whole lot of dual threat this year?
Not much.
I think LCA's quarterback.
Yeah, he definitely has it.
But, you know.
Yeah, probably not.
That was a shot at duty for all you listeners out there.
Score predictions. Panthers 35, Boyd County Lions 7.
Mullins?
That was my pick. 35-7.
Give me, you know, a new fresh look for the offense. Give me 42-14 with the JV giving up a touchdown.
JV gives up 7 in mine, I think.
Yep.
After the running clock.
I've got 28-0. Panthers.
It. I like it.
I like a shutout this
week.
35-14. Panthers on top.
Brandon?
I'm going to have to go 38-10. I think.
Do we get a field goal in?
I think we get a field goal in. You know, Steve really hasn't had a whole lot of opportunity. But, you know, last week we kicked 2 field goals instead of going for it on 4th down, you know. I think it's big for us to be able to have that in our bag.
You know, the one he missed, our long snapper, came off the field.
Yeah.
So we were kind of rushed once he got back in there. So, you know, that could have affected
The score predictions we're giving is only going to be accurate if we're firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a very decent chance that this could be a barn burner.
Honestly, could. Let me change one.
They are by no
Panthers
means a bad
win
football team.
14-7.
That's that's a possibility.
It yeah. is,
and it's not it's not too far
14-7.
Off.
Like, like a great guy always says, you know, it's never as good as it seems, it's never as bad as it seems. It's always somewhere right there in the middle. So, you know,
Coach Mac.
Yep. So I think it's got potential to be, you know, Panthers take a large lead, but, you know, it be a barn burner and be a good game. So
absolutely.
We'll see tonight.
I'm still recruiting a crew to travel to Boyd County with me. You boys will see me there for sure. Potentially have a crew with me.
That's good.
Pretty B's hanging out with Bub Duty and Matt Adams pregame, so could get rowdy.
I could be on a new level at Boyd County. So are we going to go into our Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
Do we want to go into Mount Rushmore, or do we want to talk about some other sports that happened?
We could talk about the volleyball game last week.
You know, I think we go into that first.
You know, first of all, I'd just like to say, you know, the volleyball team, you know, they had a pretty good season overall. You know, we couldn't be more proud of them.
Yeah, I mean, I was there at the game, played a really good second set, and then, you know, JC just got
the best of us, man.
JC's talented.
They got some girls out there, man.
Our volleyball team.
They hit the ball really hard.
So who won last night between
Paintsville Tigers?
Paintsville did. They must have been clicking like they were.
They were clicking, I heard.
Must have been clicking.
When Paintsville's clicking, they're hard to beat.
Yeah.
When our team's clicking, we're hard to beat. But it's a tough loss to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Playoff time. You see different teams out there.
Yeah, you really do.
Well,
speaking of playoff time, football team's got playoffs next week.
You don't need to be worrying about playoffs yet, man.
Yeah, just throwing it out there, man.
Pineville, week one. As of now, the Panthers will be heading to Sayre in round 3.
So I just want to confirm with you all, are we going to have the first 2 playoff games at home?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah. Locked in.
Okay.
Pineville, week one.
I'm sure you all recall the baby powder. The whole baby powder incident.
Yes.
Me getting threatened to get banned, whatever.
Pike County, but that was a while ago.
So, what do you think you all would do if you looked up in that last home game, as soon as the ball was kicked off, you couldn't see a single person in the stands because there was so much baby powder in the air?
I'd love it.
I mean, I'm here for it.
Would that get you boys fired up?
I think you should take it to Kroger Field.
I think you'd have to go watch it on the bank after the game.
That's fine. But would that get you boys fired up?
I mean,
because I've still got over $50 worth of baby powder.
That's a lot of baby powder.
Sitting in my kitchen. That is a lot of baby powder. You guys really don't understand. And it just sits there.
I've seen it firsthand.
There's just nothing they can do about it.
It's a lot of baby powder.
My thoughts are, if they ban me from home football games after that,
good. You know,
oops.
You won't be back anyway.
That's crazy. next time. Get in here.
Well, if they ban you from home football games, how does homecoming work next year? Because you got
to
bring the crown.
Miss Huff is not gonna lie. I'll have to put the crown on the drone and fly it in from the bank.
Hey, go for it.
Well, let's get into our Mount Rushmore. What are we going? Mount Rushmore of restaurants in Pikeville?
Mount Rushmore of restaurants in Pikeville. You know, we are going to have some repeats, but...
We're limited here.
Yeah. Right. So, are we doing right now? Like, right now in Pikeville that I can go to after school? Or are we going to do, like...
I'm saying we go right now. Like, you can go to one of the right now, restaurants.
I like the all-time. It broadens the...
All-time.
It broadens the selection just a little bit.
Any more that were here, though.
I could think of two that aren't here anymore that would definitely make my top.
Jerry's
would make my top four.
But see, like...
And
Pig and a Poke. Pig and a Poke's got to be on there.
No, you can't do it. It's not in Pikeville.
I understand.
I guess.
That Jerry's has the nostalgia, and I ate there plenty of times after church with my grandparents. But how many of you all remember Jerry's and remember going and eating there?
Me.
The food?
Every single Sunday.
What'd you get?
I don't remember.
Exactly.
Breakfast. Yep. I know why I got breakfast.
That's why you can't put it on there.
Mullins, you want to start us off?
Well, what are we doing here? Are we going all time?
No.
I think we're right now.
I think we go current. Like, you can go here after school today if you need.
All right.
I'm going to do Made to Crave.
That's
Applebee's. Bank 253. Oh, gosh. You know what? Has to be McDonald's. It's just so good.
That's terrible.
It's unreal.
McDonald's?
That's insane.
That's all I got.
Duty, do you want to follow? Well, Mullins, what was yours?
Bank 253. Made to Crave. Applebee's. Actually, no, let me go Texas Roadhouse instead of McDonald's. No, they're rolling.
No way you're not throwing Drake's up there.
I can go next.
I just don't.
If you'd like.
I mean, that's fine.
All right. My Mount Rushmore of restaurants in Parkville. I'm starting the list off strong with the local Bank 253. Coming in afterwards, we're going to go with Drake's. Then, you can always get a great sub and some french fries at Penn Station. Finish it off with the only good Italian restaurant in Pikeville, Chirico's.
I like that. That's similar.
I like it.
Will you repeat your list one more time?
Bank 253, Drake's, Penn Station, and Chirico's.
Anybody want to follow that one?
Yeah, I'll start. You know, when I'm thinking to eat around here, you know, I'm going to have to start with Jimmy John's. I used to be a Jimmy John's hater, but I go every Friday before game day, which we're going to get into here in a little bit. So I'll take Jimmy John's, go up there. I'm just going to have to go Peking. Peking, you have a great buffet. Oh.
What about hibachi?
Hibachi.
Oh, jeez. Hibachi.
Does that count? Is that a two-in-one, like Peking hibachi?
No,
it's two separate restaurants.
You're going to want to say hibachi.
I'll take hibachi. I'll take hibachi.
I was gonna take that.
I'll take Jimmy John's. I'll take Dairy Cheer. No. Dairy Cheer.
It's not a bad take.
You can't get, better pick. Than that. You
can't go wrong.
That's a great pick. I'll follow that.
I have one more.
Oh, sorry.
And I'm going to get it. I want to go next.
I'll take Bank 253 as well. You know, it's very popular around here, and you just can't get better food than that.
You mean take it out?
Maybe you got it.
I'm going to go Drake's. Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the most popular place if you're going to eat dinner. Right now, it's Drake's.
Dude.
I'm going to throw Made to Crave in there. Yeah. I feel like that might be the consensus number one pick with everybody. Call Me Crazy. I know Merrick Byers and Jackson Hall would absolutely agree with me, but I'm going El Azul.
That's unbelievable.
Absolutely, I'm going El Azul.
You just said that.
I love that place.
By far, the worst restaurant been named.
That's ridiculous.
Thus far,
it's fast and it's great food.
It is quick, man. It's quick and
great
easy.
Food. It is great food. And then nobody has said this one yet. Tudor's Biscuit World, number four.
You have the worst takes I've ever heard.
Just have Tudor's Biscuits.
I would absolutely rather go to Tudor's Biscuit World than any other breakfast place in Pikeville.
Because there's no other breakfast place
in Pikeville. Give me the Wendy's Bacon Aid.
Tudor's breakfast is bacon good breakfast.
I'd like to follow that list.
You got that one, honey.
All right. Starting off, I'm going to go Penn Station. I think they have the best subs in town.
I'm a huge sub guy. Mm-hmm. Got to go Penn Station. Drake's, obviously. It's a great restaurant for dinner. Good sushi there.
Great sushi.
And then I got Made to Crave. Everybody said it. It's just a great establishment.
Phenomenal. Can't beat Outback.
And then no one said really a drive-thru yet.
Mullen said McDonald's.
I thought he changed it to Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, no, he did.
But also, I think I'd take Texas Roadhouse out. Dairy Cheer. In there. My list just probably isn't true.
Dairy Cheer.
Well, I'm going to go with a drive-thru. I'm going to go Slim Chickens. I love that chicken wrap.
I can get behind the chicken. The Slim's wrap, man.
Yeah.
I think Slim's is awful, personally.
I enjoy Slim's.
I also enjoy Slim's. All right. Number one pick, I'm just going to have to take Hibachi. Yeah.
Choice.
Number two, give me Made to Crave. That one. Just really have never had a bad burrito at Made to Crave.
Yep.
Or a bowl.
For sure.
For that matter.
You know the thing about Made to Crave is, though, your burrito consistency is going to change every time you go there.
You know, some days, I think I like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I enjoy it.
Sometimes you're going to have grease, like, you know, that grease
like
that stains your hand.
Queso, chipotle, ranch, and a little, like, al pastor grease.
Yeah.
That's phenomenal.
All right. Got Hibachi, Made to Crave. In the three spot, give me Drake's. And in the four spot, I think I got to go with Applebee's. I mean, it's just hard to go there and beat a classic combo.
Pick. All right, I'm gonna add an honorable mention that, you know, could potentially possibly change a couple of your guys's, but honorable mention goes to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
You know, it's not thought of.
It's an express.
I thought
man.
About it. I don't know, man.
It's just too hard. It's
I just don't have a top of the restaurant. There's just so many good ones.
It's an inconvenience.
It is.
You know,
to go up that hill.
Parking
to
get up there. Thing.
Parking does
and, you know, if we had a regular Chick-fil-A with the drive through and
it's so quick everywhere else, but up there, man, you got three yeah. people working it every time. But Dude. When you go up there, man, I've not had a bad chicken.
They're all a tad bit touched.
So are we gonna kind of get a consensus top four? Are we gonna go around and argue and try to get
so,
top four?
I like that.
I think Drake.
We'll go Hibachi.
I think Hibachi is gonna be number one. Like,
I disagree.
What do you put as number
What are you putting?
One?
Every single one of us put Made to Crave in our thing.
I did
not.
But Hibachi is just better.
I also didn't put Hibachi in mine, but I will
Hibachi.
Completely
I like Hibachi.
Be satisfied
Hibachi.
With that as the number. It's just the
Hibachi,
best.
Hibachi at the one spot.
Do you think
Hibachi Made to Crave every time?
Hibachi, Made to Crave, and Drake's have to be up there?
Not Made to Crave.
I mean,
Made to Crave's just so new.
Like, it's good, but like...
So new.
Well, I mean, to here. It's only been here less
Drake's
than a year.
Only been here for... 2 months.
I think Made to Crave and Drake's have to be up there, personally.
Probably Hibachi, Made to Crave, Drake's.
Can we go Drake's at number two after Hibachi?
I like that.
I don't think it doesn't have to be in order.
Got
to
be Dairy Cheer.
Not Rushmore.
In the four.
That's true. It doesn't have to be in order, but
no, has to Drake's. Be Dairy Cheer in the four.
Hibachi is just number one. We know that.
Yep. Hibachi's on the list.
Drake's,
we've got one.
Made to Crave. Those are our three. We got those.
Drake's
three.
Is definitely on there as well. I don't know if I can lock in on.
I'm locked in. Three right
a
there.
Bunch of us put Bank in there as well.
That's true.
That was not on my list. The Bank is Bank's number four. Bank, I forgot.
So we can put Bank on the Mount Rushmore.
I think
so
we can
put Hibachi, Drake's, Made to Crave, Bank.
I think if we wanted to put another restaurant on there, we could take Made to Crave off and put Bank in that spot.
I've got Hibachi, Drake's, and Bank on my list.
I thought Hibachi, Drake's.
I can't put Made to Crave on there.
Yeah, that could be our top four.
Mount Rushmore.
But I mean,
what about the new Bank menu? Anybody had it yet?
I have.
What'd you get?
I got the loaded fries, and I got the new. It was really mostly just new appetizers. So I got the loaded fries, and I got the. Cheese sticks, which were mozzarella sticks. Very good, by the way.
Can we talk about the performance from Jackson Mullins last night at B-Dubs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
Thursday legendary. BOGO.
Left no crumbs.
10 wings turns to 20.
Heard
a side of fries. What sauce?
Mild buffalo.
I heard the sauce was a little zesty.
It was. Ask Lane Ford about that one. You know, Mullins, you know, he put on a performance, really, man. That's just what he did. Went in there, took down 20 wings by himself.
Give him a couple claps for that.
Took down some fries and finished about 14 waters. You know, a round of applause for him. It was truly something special.
I felt it.
He did feel it.
I felt it.
Went to EB's house after, man. I didn't know if he was going to make it out of the car.
No. was rough.
He sat down. There was no getting up. Halloween last night, what was the best costume everybody saw?
The best costume, 100%, has to be Isaiah and East Kylie. 100% the best
costume. She was dressed as a golden girl?
That was...
We're going to get into a little would you rather type of topic here. And we're going to start off by would you rather freeze to death or burn to death? Whoever would like to go first.
I will. I'd rather freeze to death.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems less painful. I'm just sitting there. I'm shivering. I'm cold, but I'm not just being just like scolded. I don't know.
How quickly does one freeze to death?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you burn, if you're burning to death, let's go through and say what you're going to say. Then we can get through it quick. We can talk about it after. I think.
Okay. Can we add, would you rather freeze to death, burn to death, or drown?
No, you can't add
drowning. Drowning's scary.
I feel like it's freeze or burn.
Freeze or burn.
Keep it in would you rather.
So I'm going to have to go with, I think I'm going to have to go to burn to death. I'll just explain after.
Okay.
I'm going burn to death as well. I hate the cold.
I think I'm going freeze to death because at some point, if you're freezing, your body will go numb. I feel like if you burn, you're just sitting there in pain the whole time. If you're freezing, your body's going numb at some point.
I'll just explain what.
It's like an ice bath.
I doubt that freezing to death is like an ice bath.
Brendan, Blake?
I would have to go
burn. You get numb to ice bath, you're eventually just going
to
get numb.
If you burn to death, you simply are just going to, your misery is just going to end a lot faster. All the torture. Yeah, okay.
Okay. From a guy with personal experience of a pretty bad burn, I'm going to have to go freeze to death.
See, I think what we're getting ready to get at is if you're freezing to death, man, you're just sitting there, you're cold and it's slow. And
you're going
to go no. You're not just going to like not feel it.
Fire is not just going to kill you in 5 seconds.
If you're literally set on fire, it's going to burn your skin and your nerve. Like, you're just not going to feel anything eventually.
No,
if you're going
to burn, it's going to hurt worse than freezing to death.
It will definitely
freezing to death is so much longer.
This is going to take 10 times longer.
Could you just imagine like your fingers and your toes?
You're literally freezing off.
Losing all feeling and then like they just go purple.
You would go numb. Can you imagine?
Your whole body doesn't just go numb. Like, you don't feel numb.
It will eventually go numb.
Yeah, when you die. That's
not how it works, yeah.
You're eventually not going to feel anything.
When you burn to death, you're going to sit there in pain the whole time.
It's okay, not the whole time. I mean, yeah, the whole time. But it's
you're
not
be in pain either way.
As long as
like,
it take to freeze to death.
The pain aspect is not like, I mean, it is.
Because when you,
like,
we talk about freeze to death, you're gonna have to go into starvation. Like you're gonna be hungry for a long time.
You know, freezing to death might not.
How long
take,
does it take to freeze to death?
Let's look that.
In extreme conditions, it takes an hour.
What about burn to death?
Less than 5 minutes.
If I had some service, I'd let you know.
I don't think it's the comparison is an hour to freeze and 5 minutes to burn.
Burning would hurt really bad for about 45 seconds to a minute before the nerves are destroyed.
Exactly.
Death won't take too much longer.
Yeah, I mean, it's 100%.
So you're looking at like 2 minutes compared to an hour.
Yep. Yeah.
But that hour is much less painful.
But
you're going to 45 seconds of pain or an hour of pain?
It's not an hour of pain. You're going to go numb way before an hour. If it's cold enough to die, you're going to freeze way before the hour comes up. And you're numb. You're going
to
go numb.
If you're burning death, you're going to pass out. If you're going to freeze death, it's going to take a lot longer to pass out and not feel it.
You're not going to pass out. You're going to sit there and marinate in flames.
You're being ridiculous.
Do you think as soon as you like hit a flame, you're just going to pass out and just be a peaceful death?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying it's going to be a lot more peaceful once you pass out from burning. Now, that 45 seconds is going to suck. Absolutely. But the 3 minutes after you're dead is just going to be fine.
Well, yeah, after you're dead, you don't feel nothing.
Yeah.
Duh.
You're going to sit there for an hour in the cold.
I don't think it takes an hour in extreme conditions to freeze to death.
Google said it did.
I don't care. I think if I tested it out, I would die.
So if you freeze to death, Google is telling me that you eventually pass out at some point in that hour. Awesome.
Yeah.
Solved. Case
burning
closed.
To death is better than freezing to death.
It's unreal. You're not going to feel it after 40. It's 45 seconds.
You'd rather be hot or cold.
I'd rather be
100%.
I'd rather be cold.
I would too.
Nope.
Hot, I just get so just like
slimy and
upset.
Wet.
I hate being cold.
I get so upset when right now I'm hot and I just get like irritated.
You can always add more. You can't always take more off.
You can always turn on the fan.
No.
But if you're outside.
Outside on a summer day.
Right here's a good one. Would you rather fulfill your biggest wish or go back and resolve your biggest regret?
Man, I've already got my biggest wish, man. It's just here with you boys.
Fulfill my biggest wish.
Or go back and fix my biggest regrets. Yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to go fulfill my biggest wish.
I think I'm also going to go fulfill my biggest wish.
Because I'm still here, man. I'm regrets.
No regrets. You live and you learn. No regrets.
We only have 4 minutes left.
Brennan?
Hunt and butcher your own meat or never eat meat again.
Would you rather fulfill your biggest wish or go back and change your biggest regret?
Biggest wish for sure.
Clank? Biggest wish or biggest regret?
Biggest wish for sure.
My biggest wish. Yeah. No regrets, like EB said.
Walk in on your parents or have them walk in on you?
Have them walk in on me.
I think so, too.
Probably walk in on my parents.
I think I'd kill myself.
Nice. That frog just got you.
Would you rather have a third nipple or an extra toe?
Extra toe.
Third add nipple. Some speed.
That's awesome.
Would you rather have 7 fingers or 7 toes?
Seven fingers.
You can do
something.
You
know how hard it'd be to buy shoes with 7 toes?
That's true. You're getting like extra.
What about gloves?
J.J. Weaver has them specifically made.
You wouldn't have to wear gloves, I guess.
Would you rather slowly walk everywhere you went or run as fast as you can?
Am I getting tired?
Oh, you're tired.
Oh, I would rather just sprint. You know how funny it'd be to just like get out of second period and just like sprint through third. The hallways? I mean, just running people over.
I'm about
over.
To like sprint to the back. I have to pee so bad. I'm seriously going to pee in Bertrand's library.
Are we going to get into
have a mullet? Like the junior high kids and pee on the door handle.
Have a mullet for a year or be bald for 6 months?
Mullet for a year.
Mullet for really a year.
Mullet.
Bald.
Definitely take a mullet.
Bald is beautiful.
Would you rather listen to one song for the rest of your life or you never be able to listen to the same song again? Like, once you listen to it?
If you could only listen to one song the rest of your life, what would you pick? Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Really hard.
Shoddy Bod would just get us on.
Mine would have to be Hillbilly Living by Bluegrass Swagger.
Oh, my God. I knew it was going
to
come.
Get this guy out of here.
It just have to be.
Knew it was coming.
There's just so many good bars.
We need a boo button on here.
Yeah, boo. That's what I thought.
Can we have one?
Somehow.
No. Give Bluegrass Swagger a clap.
No.
I'll just do it myself.
Absolutely not. That's enough.
I don't know how to add it on.
Turn me up.
It's been real. It's been fun. It's been Blake.
Brendan.
EB.
Isaiah.
Duty.
Jackson.
And we'll see you in the next one.